pedestrian tempts fate.
P1 stepped into the lanes of travel in front of P2's car and was hit.
Now, will she push her luck?
If she were going faster, you'd be dead.
With her surprise witness?
Were you ever contacted by Ms. Martin?
No, the first contact to me was like last minute today.
Like when?
Today.
Sit down. Sit down.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Menina Martin and her daughter, Maije Harvey, are suing motorist Estella Salcido for medical bills and punitive damages. Maije says Estella ran her over while she was crossing the street.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 214 on the calendar in the matter of Martin Harvey versus Salcido.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Who was hit by the car?
Me.
Okay. The defendant's car and your daughter collided. You want the defendant to pay damages for your daughter.
That's correct.
And you say that this young lady was at fault. As a matter of fact, she damaged your car.
Yes.
Your first name is?
Maije.
How old are you?
17.
When did this happen?
January 13th, 2009.
What took you so long to sue the defendant?
Well, actually, it took so long because the defendant over there denied the insurance policy. She lied to her insurance policy, so it took her like about a year to have this process.
I don't understand what you mean. She lied to the insurance policy. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
you mean they conducted an investigation and they found that she was not at fault?
Well, she said one report. Yes, she was not at fault.
That's what her insurance company found, that she was not at fault. Okay. And that took a year and a half?
Yes. I had got a lawyer, then a lawyer.
Just a second. Okay. You got a lawyer when?
Maybe like 2 months prior to the incident.
2 months after the incident?
Yes.
Did that lawyer file a lawsuit?
It was denied because her insurance.
No. Ms. Martin, did your lawyer file a civil suit?
Yes.
Did the case go to court?
No.
What happened with the case that your lawyer filed?
Well, in the process of him filing, I guess they denied it, her insurance.
No, it's...
Can I have my sister help me? I'm a little nervous here. My sister knows exactly what's going on. She's sitting right over here.
No, just a second.
Okay.
Did your sister hire the lawyer to represent your daughter?
No, I did.
Well, then you were smart enough to hire a lawyer.
Yes.
And a lawyer doesn't leave your case, Ms. Martin, because the insurance company denies the claim.
All I know is that she changed her story, so they couldn't establish fault.
Does your lawyer still represent you, or does he no longer represent you?
No longer represent me. I just went on with two small claims by myself.
So I'm going to ask you this question again. Did your lawyer file a case in the civil court against the defendant and her insurance company?
Yes.
And what happened with that case?
They denied it.
Who denied it?
The courts.
The court denied it?
Yes.
Because they felt that you didn't have much of a case.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, Ms. Harvey, you want to go over there? Did you walk into the street between two parked cars?
No.
Show me where you walked.
I was up here on Orizaba Avenue. I was walking down so I can get across the street on Rosecrans Avenue.
Yes.
And I was standing right here at the media. It was no cars right here, none. And it was cars lined up right here. My friend stepped out and stopped all these cars that was right here. They all stopped. I looked both ways. There was no cars coming. So as soon as I stepped in the street, I guess she came around because I guess she was mad that the cars was waiting. I guess she came around. That's how I got hit.
Just a second. Were you crossing the street where you were supposed to cross the street?
Yes.
I don't think so. Otherwise, the insurance company would have found her at fault.
She lied.
I'm not asking her. I'm asking you, were you crossing the street where you were supposed to cross the street?
Yes.
Then you explain to me how the entire traffic, according to you, stopped for your friend, except for her. Why would they have to stop for your friend if you were all crossing where you were supposed to be crossing?
No, my friend was already on across the other street. I was walking to them. I was walking to them over here by the stop sign. She got in the street and stopped the traffic so I could walk by.
It wasn't a crosswalk, no.
Just a second.
Okay.
Were you there?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an accident report?
Yes.
I'd like to look at it. Witness said she saw P1, that's you, crossing Rosecrans Avenue, traveling southbound. P1 was standing on the center median. P1 stepped into the lanes of travel in front of P2's car and was hit. You understand that that's what the witness said?
I don't know that witness.
I don't either. Neither did she. That's what they call a witness.
Why would I walk in front of a car?
Why? Because your friend was holding the traffic for you.
There was no cars in that lane.
Evidently there were.
It was cars when she ran around and hit me. That's when the car got there.
I'm going to ask you again, and I'm not excusing. I'm not saying to you that when there is an accident between a pedestrian and a driver, the person who's driving isn't supposed to be more cautious. I'm saying I don't believe your story. I haven't gotten started on her yet. But if what you're telling me is you were running to meet friends, my question was, were you supposed to be crossing the street where you crossed?
I cross there every day. All the kids cross there from school.
That's not my question to you.
No, ma'am.
Whether all the kids cross there every day, whether you cross there every day, that wasn't my question to you. My question to you was, are you supposed to be crossing the street where you crossed the street? It's not what the policeman said here.
No, ma'am.
Well, then that's the answer. You're not supposed to cross the street where you were crossing. If she's negligent in driving, I'll get to that in a second, but she's not an insurer of your safety. That's why you have certain places you're supposed to cross the street and certain places you're not supposed to cross the street, because there are lines of traffic going and she's traveling 25 miles an hour, which is within the speed limit, which is what it says here, because if she were going faster, you'd be dead. And you walked out into the street where you weren't supposed to walk out into the street. She's not responsible for your pain and suffering. You know, there are tragedies like that all the time. Little kids come out from between cars, nobody sees them. A car hits them, it's a tragedy because the child gets hurt or worse, and the car owner, who is doing nothing wrong, has to live with that forever. The fact that they hit a child because somebody wasn't paying attention. You're supposed to be crossing at the right place. And because your friends do it, because your friends were holding up traffic so you could come and meet them, which is what you told me, correct? Your friend's not supposed to be holding traffic. Your friend's not a policeman or a traffic cop.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She was standing over here by the sidewalk right here.
No, that's also a lie. And that's not where you put your finger anyway at the beginning.
Well, you're confusing me.
I'm not confusing you.
Right.
You were there.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Majay Harvey says motorist Estella Salcido ran her over while she was crossing the street. Estella claims Majay was jaywalking.
Now, where was your friend standing to stop the traffic? Go show me where your friend was standing. I see where you are.
Over here.
In the street. Is that where you pointed
at? No, she was standing over here by the side. This is the sidewalk right here.
No, that's also a lie. Because how could your friend be stopping traffic while standing on the sidewalk? And that's not where you put your finger anyway at the beginning. Then you changed your mind. First time it was probably true.
Well, you're confusing me.
You were there. I just asked you, you said your friend came out and was holding up traffic so that you could cross the street at a place where you weren't supposed to cross the street. I asked you to show me where your friend was standing. First, you pointed into the street.
She wasn't actually all the way in the street.
Then you said you can't go like this. That doesn't work. Then you said, no, she was standing on the sidewalk. Well, that didn't make sense at all. Now you want to think about it and show me where your friend was standing to stop the traffic so that you could cross.
Right here. Was she in the street?
I don't believe you. Now you can step back.
Was she in the street?
And I'm not saying to you that the driver of a car is not supposed to be more vigilant. I'm saying to you, you don't get an advantage when you lie to me.
I'm not lying.
Well, you were, because I asked you when we started this. I said to you, were you crossing the street where you were supposed to? And you said yes. And that's not true. You're not supposed to cross there just because that's what you always do. It doesn't mean you're supposed to cross there. That's why the insurance company denied your claim. Ordinarily, a car hits a passenger and they are thrown up on the roof of the car, and insurance companies pay that lickety-split, and lawyers don't get off that case. Lawyers who put in work don't drop a case like that when a pedestrian is hit. Lawyers don't do that. I got a family full of lawyers. Now I'm going to hear your version of what's going on. Let's go.
Okay, first of all, I didn't see her.
Over there.
Okay, well, it was somewhere around here. It wasn't right on the corner. I was driving on Rosecrans, and I didn't see her. There's some trees right on the center median, and I guess she was somewhere in between the trees because I didn't see her. There was no way I could have seen her, and she stepped right in front of my car, like I said. You know,
are there any parked cars there?
Well, they were some cars.
Show me.
Well, they were parked.
Only if you remember.
They were parked somewhere on, you know, where they were supposed to park. They were not on the lane.
On what street?
On Rosecrans.
Step back, please. What time of the day was this?
Approximately around 4:20.
Where were you coming from or going to?
I was going to pick up my son from school.
What school did he go to?
Paramount High School.
Is that where you went to school?
Yes, ma'am.
So it is a time, Ms. Salcido, when kids are coming out of school?
They get off at 3:05, but he stayed after school for tutoring. So I went to pick him up later that day.
What time did you get out of school?
3:05.
And what were you doing after school?
I went home.
You went home?
Then I came back so I can go to the basketball game at the school.
And where were you supposed to meet your friends?
Where they were standing.
How many friends?
Two.
These two?
No.
Who were these two?
This is the witness and this is my aunt.
This is a witness who was where?
She was at her shop.
Show me where the shop is.
Up here in this area.
And after this accident, did this witness stay behind to speak to you?
No, she
didn't. How did you find her?
My aunt knows the owner of her shop.
And?
And I guess my aunt contacted the owner to get her phone number.
Oh, good. Now you can stand up. That's perfect. Stand up. Your last name is?
Khan.
Did you speak to the insurance company people?
No, ma'am.
Did you speak to the police?
No, ma'am.
Who did you speak to?
I didn't speak to, anybody.
Why?
Well, at that time, I just went back to work. After I saw that she, you know, was still alive, I went back to work.
Well, then how did you get here today?
Well, I believe her aunt contacted my boss.
How would that come about?
I don't know.
We need a...
I mean, it was plenty of people around. Everybody in the shop pretty much saw what happened.
Well, you can't see what happened. She was crossing on the other side of the median.
You could see everything right there from...
Well, then move over to your mother. Walk over to the chart.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where you were.
I'm over in, like, in this area.
You have
right
a big hand. Would you do me a favor? Would you give a pen to somebody so that I don't see your whole hand? I want you to write on that chart where your store was. I want a big X on the chart.
Like in here.
Okay. Now I want you to put a big X where you saw Miss Harvey.
She's like here on the corner.
And where was she when you next saw her, Miss Khan?
On the ground right by the car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There was no crosswalk.
No, there's no crosswalk.
No light.
There's no
crosswalk. It needs to be a light there.
Sue the city and don't speak out to me.
And later today.
I don't want you to harass me any further. He's not going to harass you. Thank you very much. That's all.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Majay Harvey says motorist Estella Salcido ran her over while she was crossing the street. Estella claims Majay was jaywalking.
Okay, so you did or did not see the accident?
I saw her come around and hit the little girl. Yes. Oh, well, yes, ma'am.
Did
I saw
you?
The accident.
And when you saw her on the ground, you didn't think of going outside because there were people around there.
No, I'm
right.
There were not people in the shop. I'm standing outside of the shop, outside smoking a cigarette. So I'm not
What I'm
inside.
Asking you is, you did not think of going over to the person who you saw hit and on the ground? And the next time you heard about this case was when the aunt, on what date did you get her phone number?
I called my friend and he told me, I think your niece got hit by a car, so.
When? Month and year?
Like over a year ago.
Just a minute. Did you tell your lawyer about Miss Khan?
No, I didn't. Actually,
did you?
She had
just a second. Were you ever contacted by Ms. Martin?
No, ma'am. Actually, the first time they contacted me was, earlier, last minute today.
Like when?
Today.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
We spoke to her earlier.
What?
We had spoken to her earlier.
Just a second. Let me explain something to you, Ms. Martin. You may not like the outcome. Right. You didn't like it when your lawyer told you about the outcome. But if I was a child's mother who was hit by a car, mm-hmm. and my sister, you're her sister, right? Told me a year ago, mm-hmm. that there was an eyewitness who saw this happen, mm-hmm. and I had retained a lawyer, mm-hmm. I would certainly get the number prior to today.
Well, at this time, my mother had died.
Listen, if you got the phone number and if you knew there was a witness, you would have told your sister about it.
We had two today. They decided that they couldn't make it, so I called my...
Your insurance company... Listen to me. The insurance company found that she was not at fault. Your daughter crossed where she wasn't supposed to.
It's because she...
Not every accident results in a liability.
There was no crosswalk. We Googled it and blew it up. It was no crosswalk.
No, there's no crosswalk.
A mile away, no light.
There's no crosswalk.
It needs to be a light there.
Sue the city. And don't speak out to me.
I'm sorry.
Because this is baloney. Contacting her this morning to come to court is a lot of baloney. The case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Very frightening. Because I didn't know what had happened. They told me she had a head collision and all this, so I just ran over as fast as I could. I was hit, and I feel like I was hit on purpose.
She stepped down, in front of my car, and I just saw her on the ground.
I flew on top of her car, and I fell to the floor, and I was shot.
I went over to her and see if she was okay.
She checked on her car and made sure her car was fine. Then she came over and asked me, was I okay? I'm glad it's over with, and I'm glad that we could just move on with our lives.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Aguilar versus Balmy. Step forward, please.
19-year-old Gerardo Aguilar is suing his former roommate, 18-year-old Ian Balmy, for the return of his share of their security deposit and harassment.
How old are you, Mr. Aguilar?
19.
And you, sir?
18.
What high school did you go to, sir?
Woodside High School.
And you?
Woodside High School as well.
When did you graduate?
2009.
And you?
10.
What do you do now, Mr. Aguilar?
I am a personal trainer at a gym.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
And you?
Well, I've only been working at my current job for about 3 months.
Where is that?
I work for a food catering service at a retirement home in Portola Valley.
Okay. Mr. Aguilar, you and the defendant shared an apartment together. You had a disagreement. You moved out. You want your security deposit back.
That's correct.
How much did you put in for security deposit?
$250.
You had a month-to-month tenancy?
Yes.
Are you still living in the apartment?
Yes.
Who do you live there with?
I replaced Gerardo with a new roommate.
Did he put down a security deposit?
No, he has not.
He better.
Well, we're not eligible to receive that security deposit back.
Listen to me. He better.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, he moved out. I don't care why. There's a month-to-month tenancy. He's entitled to his security back.
He left the apartment...
I don't care.
...damaged, and I have pictures of property damage.
Do you have estimates from the landlord of the property damage?
I do not.
He's entitled to his security deposit back.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah, I also wanted to add $500 for punitive damage for harassment.
That's denied. I don't want you to harass me any further. He's not going to harass you. You're going to get your security deposit back. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm glad I got the security deposit back.
He left the house damaged.
But I think there was more to it. There was fees and a lot of harassment I went through.
He came home drunk every night, spilling alcohol all over the place.
He took my car without permission.
I've taken Gerardo's car on several different occasions, and it's never been an issue.
I actually drove him home that night when his car came up missing.
His buddy, Arturo, had given me the keys because he had come home drunk.
He called me the next day. He's like, hey, yo, do you know where you left my car? I was like, no, I left your keys in the desk.
So I had the keys in my possession. I woke up in the morning and I was hungry. I went to go get breakfast with a couple buddies, literally 4 blocks away.
He came back and he got really aggressive with me, kicked me out.
And I get a phone call from a police officer. Hey, he's reporting this as a stolen vehicle. You need to get back here immediately.
It was just a misunderstanding that shouldn't have happened.
I was upset. I'm not going to deny that I sent him some threatening texts.
He was just threatening. He was going to come to my job, my home. He was going to trash my cars. He was going to beat me up.
I was just very upset that he decided to bring a police officer into our house. I mean, that's just a big no-no.
Watch who you room with.
I'm happy that this is finally over with because I really don't like Gerardo.